Business right now is anything but usual. At Square, we can help you sell in more ways. With a free online store and tools to sell on social media, you can take contactless payments in person and send invoices online. Wherever you sell, you'll get your money the next business day with no long-term commitments, so you're ready for whatever's next. See everything we can do at square.com/UK. Square Up Europe Limited is regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
So over the weekend, I realized as I was watching E.T. Extraterrestrial, you know, the famous Steven Spielberg movie, that it is indeed a Halloween movie. And I will be honest, I hadn't realized this before. This was...
You're making a claim, though, based on the fact that they go trick-or-treating in the movie.
Hello. Listen, let me run down the points here. One, okay. It's in October. Two, there are strange creatures. Three, yes, they are trick-or-treating. Four, there's candy. Halloween movie. So,
okay. Wow. That's your entire argument.
I tweet that out.
It's a Halloween movie.
And I got so much people going, no, you're completely wrong. If you say that, then Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And I've never said Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
No, I feel like you have.
I've said Die Hard takes place during Christmas. It is not a Christmas movie. However,
I think we're going to roll back all the tapes.
I think one of my favorite comments comes from Jennifer, and she says, as much as I hate to admit it, I agree with Ben on this one. See,
really?
So what makes a Halloween movie? If you can't say that the setting is October, strange creatures, trick-or-treating, and candy doesn't make a Halloween movie, what makes a Halloween movie?
Well, see, I feel like in people's minds, E.T. is kind of just universally just a watch at any time kind of movie. Like, the Halloween movies means that you kind of traditionally tend to only watch it around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, that's kind of the definition.
So I just watched...
Like, E.T.'s a classic.
Sure. So's Elf, but I watch that year-round.
Okay. That is a Christmas movie, though. And you're choosing to watch Christmas movies outside of the Christmas zone.
Same could be said about E.T.
Okay.
It's a Halloween movie that you just... it has eclipsed the realm of just genre of movie and has blossomed into that universal
blossomed.
You can watch anytime.
No, E.T. was never, I think, built. And I don't know when it was originally released in the theaters, because that also, too, I think, does tend to help brand a movie as a Halloween movie if it's released in theaters in October around Halloween.
Bridget texts in and says, yes, just like Nightmare Before Christmas is a Christmas movie. Nightmare Before Christmas is one of those strange movies, Tim Burton strange movies, where it could be a Halloween movie, it could be a Christmas movie. But it's, you know, obviously it has Christmas in the title of it. But yeah, it's one of those.
It is a little bit of its own beast.
Yeah, a little scary. A little bit of a scary. So okay. Is something like... So does it have to be a scary movie in order for it to be a Halloween movie?
I feel like yes. There's got to be some sort of a scary element to it.
So
for it to be labeled as a Halloween movie.
The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown then would not be a Halloween movie.
Now see, now you're getting all technical.
Come on, I'm just
That was released at Halloween, meant for Halloween, created for Halloween for the children. So you got children's Halloween programming, you have super scary adult Halloween programming, different categories.
Sandy texts in
the Halloween umbrella.
Sandy texts in and says E.T. was released in June. Listen, maybe they were just getting a jump on the Halloween season.
Nope, they're
because,
not. Nope, it was never
Listen, mm-hmm. Walmart probably puts Halloween candy in their stores in June. So they were they were capitalizing on that.
Nope. Now, see, listen, we did get a text from a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's putting up a pretty persuasive argument for a third grade level.
Ben, listen.
So you got that going for you. You got third grade level arguing skills.
So if
this is great.
If I'm in her third grade class, then I'm winning this debate.
Yeah, maybe. Now, see, people are saying Hocus Pocus was released in July, too. And people traditionally think that's a Halloween movie. Now it's getting all convoluted.
Hocus Pocus is a Halloween movie. I'm sorry.
That is That is a Halloween movie.
But yeah, I mean, you can't even argue that because there's witches. It takes place around Halloween and superstition because there's a Halloween dance right in the middle of Hocus Pocus.
I'm going to agree with that, but that blows my little argument of it has to be released at Halloween to be a Halloween movie argument out of the water if that's the case.
Kelly, come to my side.
No, listen.
Come to my
Kyle.
Side.
Kyle says, dang it, Ben, you've convinced me. E.T. is a Halloween movie.
Listen, Kyle, come to my third grade class and we can argue about this all the time. We can
third grade level arguing skills is winning people over in the droves.
But I'm saying, I watched it over the weekend because we were looking for like a scary movie and then we just decided we're like, E.T. And then as I'm watching it, I'm like, oh my gosh. It was like an epiphany. It just hit me. I'm like,
an epiphany.
This is, in fact, a Halloween movie that we've just been sleeping on for so long.
You're gaining more support among our six listeners.
Come to my
side. They're all rallying behind you.
Come to my side.
To make this now officially labeled a Halloween movie. Congratulations.
Yeah, so Beetlejuice starts in the wintertime, but that's a Halloween movie, is it not?
Feel like it is.
So you know what? Listen, I think if it's got the characteristics, it doesn't matter when it actually like was released in movie theaters. But if it's got all the characteristics of said season, then we've got to put it in that category. So
see, I feel like, you know, Goosebumps for the kids. Uh-huh. That's like Halloween, right?
I mean, you've got, of course, scary.
You've got all your horror movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your Friday the 13th, your Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, the Friday the 13th usually takes place in summertime, does it not?
I feel like it does.
Yeah, so because it's always at like summer camp.
Scary, people like to watch it at Halloween.
All right, so anyways, I just needed, I needed support because I got very emotional about this subject.
Now wait, did you try Googling it? Like when you Google Halloween movies, does it come up? Have you tried that?
I haven't.
Because I bet you on Google somewhere there exists lists of top Halloween movies. We'll have to see if it makes the list.
Okay. All right.
Do you want me to Google it?
No, I don't. I don't want to know the answer. I don't want to know the answer on that.
It's too late. 29 classic Halloween movies.
Well,
so you got Hocus Pocus, you got Scream.
Scream.
Get Out, Beetlejuice.
See, Scream I don't feel like is a Halloween. I feel like Scream is just horror movie.
Well, it is a horror movie.
Oh, but yeah, you know what? They did have costumes. You're right. Because they thought that,
Yeah, Beetlejuice, Halloween, Edward Scissorhands.
Okay.
Ghostbusters. The Exorcist.
Sure. Those are horror movies, I think.
Child's Play.
Listen, okay.
This is a little, they put Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, so can you really trust this list?
I don't know. Paranormal Activity, The Craft.
All right. So, anyways, E.T., I just needed the support from the peanut gallery.
Wait a second. There is a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movie on the list. Double Toil and Trouble from 1993. What's happening?
Listen.
I'm throwing this list out. This is not valid.
don't sleep on Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, though.